morning to our many, many friends in Radio Land. Yes, and here comes the Hibbard family once again. Well, we hope you're home this morning. And just pull up the chairs now, and we'd like to come in and help you start the day the gospel way. And if you're riding down the highway or maybe working in some business place, well, don't tune us off. Just keep us tuned on here for a few minutes. We come around to help you. We come around to bring these old-fashioned gospel hymns, you know, Mother used to sing. We've had some requests for that song, The Holy and Beautiful City. Here we have several of our young men here today. We kind of bring them down here for a special treat for you. And we're going to have them play these instruments. And, you know, they played that on Shall We Gather for the River. We had so many requests for it, so we're going to have to do it again, it looks like. But we're going to have them sing this old-fashioned hymn Mother used to sing. I'm sure you all remember it. And The Pearly White City. And may the Lord bless you as they play and sing for it this time. Going to have them get ready to sing that number or play that number for you, Shall We Gather at the River. We've had several requests for that. And just before we have that number, though, friend, don't forget, if you have a request of any kind, your heart is heavy, you want to send that request into the prayer band. Remember that we have a prayer band waiting at the church, meets there at the Gospel Lighthouse Church. Now, for over 3 years, they've been faithful to come every morning. It's a ministry to them, those people and the women that come, as well as men. Just the same as the preacher goes to the pulpit, they realize the hundreds of requests are coming in, and they meet there and they pray faithfully. But one thing we can say about it, they do know how to pray, they know how to touch God. And I thank God for the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of testimonies that have come in. Week after week, the scores of letters are coming in with outstanding testimonies of what the Lord's done to them. And if you have a need this morning, no matter what that need is, you may be laying upon the bed of affliction feeling that nobody cares. Well, there is one that cares, and I know what you think sometimes. You think, Brother Hibbert, why is it that if God sees everything and God knows everything and God knows I'm sick, God knows I love him and I'm on my way to heaven and all, why is it that God don't reach down and just heal me without someone having to pray? Well, my friend, God can't do that. Because he said he couldn't. He just can't to go out of his plan. And you know what he told his disciples? He said, you have not, because you ask not. But ask, he said, that your joys may be full. Now, if God did things of his own accord, he'd look down and he'd see every church that's cold and indifferent, and they don't have a revival. That's not God's will. It's God's will for every church to be on fire for God, for every individual to be filled with the Spirit and have the love of God and peace and joy and happiness, every old nasty nature taken out. And if God did things without prayer and without people cooperating, why, God would send a great revival to every church. Doesn't that stand to reason? Why, of course. God's no respecter of person, and we've heard of outstanding revivals in some places, haven't we? Well, now, if God sent it without paying the price, why, he would just send the great revival to every church. But you know why? Whenever you hear of one certain individual church getting an outstanding revival and souls being swept in the kingdom of God, it's because somebody's bent their knees and touched God, and they paid the price. And he said, you don't have because you don't ask. And this morning, whatever your needs are, you may be there, and it feels that nobody cares. Well, someone does care. God's able to meet the need. And you send your request in to Brother Hibbert, Post Office Box 2248, Dallas, Texas, and we'd be glad to take it to the Lord. You may be there just getting ready to pass out on the other side, wondering what a day will bring forth. And, well, you don't know hardly what's on the other side. Listen, you've never been there, maybe, but I'll tell you a fellow that was there, Paul the Apostle. He said he went over, and God let him pay a visit to that place called heaven. It's a real place. And when he got back to this earth, he was so dissatisfied with everything, he said he was in a strain betwixt to having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which was far better. For he said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. And that's the reason why he could say that. He'd gone to heaven, seen paradise, and he was there where Jesus was, and that beautiful place called heaven. And so listen, friend, there may be a lot of things you don't have in this life, but above all, get Christ. Have Christ in your life, because when that final hour comes and you slip out of this old body, we're going to have another body. You remember what it says in Ephesians there, the fifth chapter? I'm not Ephesians, in the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the fifth chapter. It said, for if this earthly house of our tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God. It's a house not made with hands, and it's eternal in the heavens. Yes, God's prepared another body for us. Now we're going to have them play this number, Shall We Gather at the River? Thank you. good number. And there's Charles Rose playing one of the guitars, and Brother Clarence Powers playing the other one, and Brother Bobby Fallisher playing this one of the horns, Brother Kirby playing one of the horns, and J.C. Jr. plunking on that bass fiddle over there. Yes, sir, he's got to where he's playing a lot of these things down here. And that though, wasn't he? All right, and so I see it's about time for Sis Tibbet to be bringing in her part around here. We always like to have around with these good poems and something from the Word of God. And just one more reminder, though, friend. You know, singing that song about Shall We Gather at the River, and then that other song about the pearly white city. You know, we go through this life, but we've always got to come to an end. Every good thing, it says, comes to an end. But listen, that's not the way to look at it this life, because this life, like Paul said, he reckoned the sufferings of this present time was not even worthy to be compared with the glories that shall be revealed hereafter. Now, it's true that we enjoy serving God here, but listen, friend, this is just a little foretaste of the glory divine. And that's what the Bible says there in Hebrews. It's a foretaste. You know what a foretaste is, don't you? You know, back there on the farm, way back there, you know, when you live back on the farm, and on Saturday, sometimes it's Friday, but sometimes Saturday, your mom would always make, you know, those cakes, you know, make about a dozen of them, sometimes five or six of them. And now that used to be, you know, and not so much today, but it used to be back there. And then make up that light bread, you know how they do it, and put it in there and let it rise overnight. I'll never forget that. I've got a lot of whippings getting in the cookies before the time. But anyway, I'd always like to lick the pan. I'd go in there, you know, and take my finger, you know, and I'd say, Mom, give me that crock. And we'd almost have a fight over it sometimes. But, you know, I'd lick that pan, you know, especially when I was making that chocolate cake, you know. Well, what is that? That is a foretaste. I was getting a little bit of what I was going to get a whole lot of the next day, you see. And so that's the way the salvation is. Why, the Lord just gives us a little foretaste right down here. And we can sing these songs and praise God and testify and preach and say we just have a glorious time right down here. And you can have a good time to go to heaven in. And that's the way everyone should have it. If you don't have enough salvation to get you happy, you ought to get as much joy unto me, the joy of my salvation. Why, sure, who told you you couldn't be happy and go to heaven? In fact, the Bible says if you're not happy and going to heaven, you may be on the other way. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so let God bless you. And if you have a burden, if you have a need, and you feel like the load's too heavy for you to carry, just put it in a letter and send it to Brother Hibbard, Post Office Box 2248, Dallas, Texas. And we'll take that letter, and every letter is read. Then we carry them to the church. And there we bring them before God in prayer, and we pray faith over it. We have pledged over 100 hours of prayer a day. You've heard Sister read these testimonies coming in, words from others telling how God's answered prayer. Why wouldn't God want to help you? Sure he would. The very fact that you don't believe he will, and God said, according to your faith, be it unto you. God's exactly what you're making it. You can, if you believe God will do it, he'll just do that very thing. So send your request in, and as we bring it to God in prayer, believe that he'll undertake, and he most certainly will. The address again is Brother Hibbard, Post Office Box 2248, Dallas, Texas. If you have an offering, don't forget, it takes right at $350 a week to meet the expense, but God has met it every week without an exception.